This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Dozens of people have died in the fierce weather that's battered much of the nation.
More than half of those killed were in the Buffalo, New York area, found in cars, homes, and snowbanks. Meanwhile, light snow continues today on top of the 4 feet that already fell.
Definitely was a historic event.
National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovec says the lake effect snow and drifting from winds makes it even worse.
The biggest impact is going to be the how it hinders the removal of the previous snowfall.
He says warm temperatures are moving in to help with snowmelt, but that could cause some flooding. Also, out west, rain and snow could cause problems.
There's always the side effects of the potential for flash flooding and mudslides.
I'm Julie Walker.
Thousands of flights have been canceled already this morning, says FlightAware. Southwest Airlines canceled so many flights, the Transportation Department is going to look into it. 70% of its flights were canceled yesterday. Southwest spokesman Jay McVeigh says the storm fouled up staffing.
With those cancellations and as a result, we end up with flight crews and airplanes that are out of place and not in the cities that they need to be in to continue to run our operations. So that is ultimately exactly how we ended up where we are.
He was heard there on KTRK-TV. Russia says how long the war in Ukraine lasts is up to Kyiv and Washington. He says the U.S. is backing Ukraine and both can, as the Kremlin put it, stop senseless resistance at any moment. Soon-to-be Congressman George Santos says we do stupid things in life. That's how he explains lying about his job experience and college education during his successful campaign for a seat in the U.S. House. He is a Republican from New York. The U.N. says the Taliban is harming all Afghans by restricting women's rights in Afghanistan. The jackpot's more than $500 million in the Mega Millions lottery tonight. This is AP News. Now to the celebrities and the Kennedy Center honors. The AP's Margie Zarletta has this story.
You two and Gladys Knight are among the entertainers who will be featured on the Kennedy Center Honors Special. That's Eddie Vedder performing in tribute to U2 at the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington earlier this month. The annual gala was recorded for TV and airs Wednesday on CBS. Patti LaBelle tearfully sang the praises of her friend singer Gladys Knight. Ballerinas performed in honor of composer Tania Leone. Sheryl Crow sang Baby Baby in tribute to singer Amy Grant. Matt Damon teased honoree George Clooney a lot. So did Julia Roberts before telling Clooney he deserves the honor.
You are a beacon truly leading all who know you to a happier, more fulfilling path.
I'm Archie Zarletta.
Holiday sales this year have been fueled by spending at restaurants and on clothing. Sales are up a total of 7.6%. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.